But first, I have on the line Bill Masoulas, who together with Chris Luskery program Unknown Pleasures. And it's great to have a real pleasure that we're back in cinemas. Bill, welcome to Movie Metropolis again.
Thank you, Peter. Can you hear me okay? You're really cutting up for me.
Is that right? Well, I don't know what's going on. There are some little technical issues here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. It's just that you're cutting your staccato kind of thing. But I think we can progress. Yeah, sure.
All right.
Hear from you, Peter.
Okay. Yes, we're having a few technical issues. Now, coming up on the 12th of April is an in-person event, Unknown Pleasures. Let's talk about Anna Canova's film, Dreams for Life.
Yes, it's the first screening for us, Unknown Pleasures, for 11 months now since May of last year, and obviously kind of COVID-related, but also mainly because I live in Adelaide, so, you know, kind of flying over each time can be so precarious, you know, with the situation. But, yeah, we're pleased to be back, and it's Tuesday, April 12th, in about 10 days' time, whatever that is. And, the film Dreams for Life by Anna Canava, made in 2004, narrative fiction film, like a real kind of slice of kind of local art cinema in a way. And Anna Canava was a really great filmmaker because she had very poor health, and she actually died at the age of 51. And yet, she made a number of shorts and documentaries, and she made two features before she passed away. And yeah, we're pleased to be screening this film, and we have members of her family there. We have the lead actress from the film, the producer of the film. So it should be quite a nice event.
It sounds like it's going to be great. I had another look at the film to remind me of it, and it's such a nicely paced, beautifully observed film starring Maria Mercedes, and Anna had a real visual eye, and she also was able to tell a really pleasant, nice, well-developed story about the past and about one woman's sort of situation. It's I think audiences, if they go along to the Thornbury Picture House on the 12th, will really enjoy the film.
Yeah, I hope so, because it is quite different. You know, the pace and feel of it, it's actually, you know, very elegant film, very simple and minimalist, and yet the voiceover, you know, which relays the exposition, the narrative of what happened in the past to the main character is quite a complicated story that happened to her. And I think it is part of the, you know, the healing from that trauma that her life is kind of as controlled as she can make it. But then even then she gets surprises, and she's surprised by the appearance of a young man. And she wonders who he is, and basically his appearance helps her, you know, heal that trauma from the past. And so it's got those kind of deep psychological things at play. But it's just a pleasure to watch. If one can handle this kind of more stately art cinema, because these days, everything is so fast, you know. I've been watching a few YouTube clips with my wife and the various things, and, you know, people just presenting for camera, they cut out all the silences now, so you basically get them speaking non-stop with these Godardian jump cuts in place. So it's all kind of funny these days, yeah.
It is. Now, we should mention, because audiences haven't heard much about Unknown Pleasures for a little while, is that the aim of what you do is to feature Australian cinema and Australian filmmakers, and also rarely seen films. And this is a great opportunity to see Australian cinema.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, we really believe in independent cinema, Australian filmmakers who do things a little bit differently. I mean, this film, in the spectrum of that, it has its conventional kind of aspect on the art cinema side, of course, and it actually did get funded from the Australian Film Commission, but a very, very low budget amount. Like, I think it was around $500,000, and if only, you know, Screen Australia could fund films at $500,000 these days, full feature films like this, then it would be fantastic. It would really give the opportunity to a lot of indie filmmakers to come up with something interesting and not have to spend $5 or $10 million as everyone is spending these days. But anyway, we push for this kind of cinema. Chris Luskri and I, you know, putting these screenings on Unknown Pleasures, and where we do value the past, and that's why most of our screenings are retrospective. But we do occasionally screen a new film here and there, and and we have fun doing it because hardly anyone else is taking these kind of the films out of their cupboard and doing Q&As with, the directors who might now be, you know, quite older and that kind of thing. So, yeah, we're really happy to present these films.
Oh, excellent stuff. And in fact, who will be involved in the Q&A on Tuesday, the 12th of April?
So basically it's, firstly, it'll be moderated by Simon Wilmot, who's a kind of lecturer, professor, I don't know what his official title is, at Deakin University, which is where Anna Kanava went. And he actually made films with her in the 80s, in terms of, you know, being a crew member on a few of the films. And so he'll be moderating, and the lead actress will be there, Maria Mercedes, who is known a little bit, in certainly in kind of entertainment, TV entertainment and stage musicals and also cinema. She has appeared in a lot of things. She was in that Elkinos Tsilimiros film, The Taverna, which appeared about a couple of years ago now. She had a really great cameo in that.
Ah, yes.
And also we have the producer of the film, Anya Whitehead, who's coming down from Sydney for our event. And she produced a number of other things back then in the 90s and zeros. I think more recently she hasn't done too much, but I haven't researched this, so I better not say any more. It's going to be a really great discussion. And we also have Anna Kanava's mother and brothers and nieces and nephews in the audience. And it's always a pleasure to do something for them and have a screening of Anna's work again. So, we're happy to have this screening.
Mm. Oh, excellent. I hope you will have enough seats for the public, because I know the Thornbury Picture House, which you're using, which is a great little cinema, I think only holds about 57 people or something like that. So,
57 people. At the moment, there are 20-odd tickets left for sale. So, obviously, if anyone's interested, get in quick, because it will definitely sell out. And it's just their normal house prices for the cinema. It's a really nice cinema, and that's one of the other things. I wish that there was a cinema in Melbourne that was 100 or 120 seater that, you know, could be hired out like this. And, you know, the Acme, the smaller cinema, is just way too expensive to put on an event like this. And Anyway, we do what we can, yeah.
Yes. I'm wondering, too, if the Nova Cinema would, because they're interested in partnerships and with deals.
Yeah, I think so. And the Nova, I think, have screened Dreams for Life in the past. And the Nova had a really great retrospective of Anna's work when she died. She died in 2001. and 2011, and just a few months after she died, they put on a 2-night retrospective of her films, and yeah, that was fantastic. And yeah, I must explore that a bit more too with the Nova.
Definitely, I know that they are interested in forming more partnerships and so on. So okay, well anyway, so on Tuesday the 12th of April at 8:10 p.m. sharp will be the screening of Dreams for Life and a Canova's film at the Thornbury Picture House. And if you go to the Thornbury Picture House website, you'll be able to book tickets. And as there are only about 20 left, get in fast. So, Bill, what's coming up next?
What's coming up next for Unknown Pleasures?
Yes.
There are a few things coming up, and I guess we can't really announce things too much, but in the next months, there's nothing locked in place yet, date-wise and that kind of thing, but there'll be a high-def restoration of the film Queensland, which is from 1975. It's John Ruane's first film as a student, and it's like a 55-minute film. There's a high-def restoration of that in place coming. There's a few other things. We're going to honour the filmmaker Ivan Gahl.
Mm-hmm.
Ivan, who's now 83, 84, he's been like a documentary film and educational film director in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and more recently he's made films. And then we've got a few other things like that as ideas, including a couple of filmmakers from Sydney to come down, present their work, including Margot Nash, the very well-known feminist filmmaker in Sydney. So, yeah, there's a few things like that coming up, yeah.
Oh, excellent. I look forward to all of those. And I must ask you, Bill, what did you think about the slap that reverberated around the world?
Well, it's interesting. I did watch Russell Brand speak about it on his YouTube channel. My wife watches him. And, yeah, he said what's really interesting here is the whole fabric of the Academy Awards, the whole, nature of it, and maybe... this will kind of shake up, the whole kind of, fake nature of all these kind of things. But I'll just say both parties are to blame. So, and then what can you do? There's no great winners out of this.
No. No, and it was a real surprise if we talk about the actual awards. I mean, it was great to see Jane Campion win director for Power of the Dog and Australian cinematographer Greg Fraser for Dune. But what was interesting is that it's the first time a streamer has won Best Film, Coda.
Yes, yes. Fantastic, yep.
And yet, from my personal opinion, undeservedly, because I think Power of the Dog was a much stronger and more resonant sort of film. And it's just that a lot of the Academy, it seems, and there's about 10,000 members now, felt that a feel-good film that's a remake of a French film, The Bellier Family, was going to be rewarded. I just didn't feel right about that. I mean, I liked Coda. It's a nice film. It's only available on Apple Plus. Cinemas, yeah. I've been trying to get cinemas. I've talked to the Nova, but Apple won't talk to any Australian cinemas about showing it in a cinema. It just didn't feel right in terms of it winning Best Film. I don't know what you think.
I don't really think too much about it. I think I spoke to you last year at this time, and I said to you that you know, I haven't watched hardly any of the films featured as nominees, and that's still the situation.
Oh, fair enough.
So I can't really comment on and all that, and certainly I can't comment on the quality of the films.
Sure. No, I appreciate that. Yeah, no, that's fine. But we can comment on the quality of Anna Canova's film, Dreams for Life, screening Tuesday, 12th of April at 8:10 p.m. at the Thornbury Picture House as part of the Unknown Pleasures series. And as always, great to talk to you, Bill Masoulas. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Peter.
All the best. Pleasure. Yeah, all the best. Talk to you later. See you later.
Bye-bye.